Bava Basra Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basra Bavli, Daf Kuf Mem. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis at the beginning of the Perek. Misha Meis Veniach Bonim Ubonois, Bizman Shana Chosim Urubin, Habonim Yerushu Vabonois Yezunu. The Mishnah says that if a man died and left sons and daughters, if it is in a large estate, then the sons inherit and the daughters are fed. Nechosim Muatim, Habonis Yezunu, Vabonim Yishulu Ala Pesachim. And if it is a small estate, then the daughters are fed and the sons can beg for their food. Admon Oimer, Bishusha Ani Zocha Hivsalti, Admon says, why should I lose out just because I'm male? Amar Rabban Gamliel, Roya Ani if Divrei Admon, Gamliel says, I agree with Admon. And the Gemara says, Kinim Asnisen Habonois Yazunu, Vabonim Yishul Ala Pesachim. The Mishnah taught that if there's a small estate, the daughters are fed, and the sons can beg for their food. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shem Rav, Vuhu Shehe Sham Le'elo Mazonois Shneim Asachoit. The Shabbiyah quoting Rav says, as long as there's enough food there for all of the children for 12 months. That's called a large estate. Shmuel Omar, Zu Divrei Rabban Gamliel Ba Rebbe, Aval Divrei Chachomim Ad Shebagru Oy Ad She Yinisal. Shmuel says that these are the words of Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, but the Chachomim say, until they grow up or marry, that's how long there has to be enough money to sustain. V'ispa l'kula v'ispa l'chumma, pa'amim shesmuchim l'bagya u'pa'amim shurachoykos min l'bagya. This contains both the leniency and astringency, because sometimes they're older and close to becoming adult, and sometimes they're still very young. Bon kamei Rabbi Chiya bar Vava eich shema'atana Rabbi Yochanan. The question is, Rav Vava was asked, how do you hear from Yochanan the definition of what's a large estate? Amaloin Rabbi Chiya bar Vava answered them, Ana la shamas minei hadar milsa, ana madinosan bar oishya bar kamei Rabbi Yochanan. So he answered that I didn't hear it from them. I only heard the question that the Nathan Bar Oishia asked of Yochanan, that if a person died and left sons and daughters with enough food to sustain them for 12 months, and then the estate dwindled, Amalei and Yochanan answered him, Hov hischilu beheta hischilu. Since they began with permission, they may continue. They have a dispute between Rav Chanina and Rav Banna that if the estate increased, then one opinion said as long as in the end there was enough to sustain them for 12 months, that's enough. The other one said even if at the beginning there was not enough both for these and these for 12 months, and the estate increased until there was enough for these and these, that's sufficient. Ami brings the proof. Our colleagues in Bavel learned from the following din. When the estate was small, if the orphan sold that which is theirs, the sale is valid. And certainly if the estate increased, they can divide it, meaning that they give the daughters enough to sustain themselves until they will grow up or marry, and the rest they can keep. And they're going to ask the question, Hayasham la'ila ilu mozun shnemas achodesh v'almona lazun. If the estate was enough to sustain the sons and the daughters for 12 months, but there was also a widow to sustain, and as a result they have not enough for everyone, can the sons now tell the daughters, we will give you enough to sustain you for 12 months, and that which is left after we sustain the widow will go to us, even though it's less than 12 months of food? Amru of Avdumi, he comes to answer, Nishminim and Adol, let's answer that. Im Omru Hayisomim Hawi Anu Malim Nichasai Avinu Yosef Dina Ein Shomim Lahem. That we can answer from the following, that they can't do this because if the orphan said, we will slightly increase the value of the estate to give it the law of a large estate, we don't listen to them. Here we also don't listen to them. Rechista, boy, Rechista asked a question. Haya sham le'ila e'li mozun shnei masachoydesh, ula mona lozun. Moshe yoyim ubonim levonois, ein lachem ala mozun shnei masachoydesh. If there was enough both for 12 months and there was a widow to sustain, then can the sons tell the daughters that they will give them enough for 12 months, and the sons will sustain the widow? The answer is we learned elsewhere that only if there's enough for both the 12 months, for both of them, aside from the widow's ksuva, sustaining her, giving dowries to the daughters, money to pay off a loan with a document, and the widow's burial fees. Almona ubonim shtayim shavois. Almona ubonim shneim shavim. Ein almona doiche lebonim, lebonim doiches la'almona. The widows and daughters are the same, that they're both sustained. The widow and the sons are also the same in their right to take from the estate to be sustained. The widow cannot push away the claim of the daughters, or vice versa. Pa'amim sha'al mona doicha levonois al yedei bonim. Sometimes we find the widow can push away the daughters if the sons are pressuring her. Keshem sha'al mona doicha levonois al yedei bonim, kach tidche al mona lebonim. The question is, if she can push away the daughters, why can't she push away the sons by herself in order to receive the ksuvim money? Amar, so the answer, ru'uya hi letvaya ula'abed mezoinoseha. She can't push away the sons because if she does, and she claims her ksuvim money, she will lose her right to be sustained. Kada amelase de shavsai habas mevazvah benichseha, asin bonu kohen lebeleza, amaloin amani abdin, lechoin ve'inun amalet shtaya. As we find in the case of Shabbosai's widow, who was wasting too much of the estate on her food, the sons came to Blaza and he told them, "What can I do for you? Can't you think of a way to prevent her from taking so much food for herself?" After they left, they asked Blaza's sofer, "What should we do about the ksuba?" And they were concerned that she wouldn't want to accept her ksuba money. Amaloin, Blaza's sofer told them, "It chamun zavnun minachsai ba'asir v'tavas pauna v'leisla mezoinen." Blaza Sofer said, "Appear as if you are about to sell off all of your father's properties, and she will be concerned that she won't be able to receive a ksuba, and she'll come and claim it, thereby losing her right to be sustained." Basa Yemen asas krivas lo Blaza, amar la, yava alai, im amarti lahen dava, umane aved, makathirushim naguba. After a while, the widow came to complain, and Blaza said to her, "I swear that I didn't suggest this to them, but what can I do if an improper person gave them this advice?" Rav Chananel b'shem Rav Zeira b'shem Abba bar Yirmiyah, Shnei Dvarim Amar Chanan v'Halacha Kamaisai, Shiva Dvarim Amar Admoin b'Ein Halacha Kamaisai. Rav Chananel quoting Rav Zeira, quoting Rav Abba bar Yirmiyah, told us, commenting on our Mishnah, that Chanan said two laws that are mentioned in the last perek of Maseches Ksubos, and the Halacha follows him, and Admoin said seven laws over there, and the Halacha follows him. Rav Abba bar Zavda b'shem Rav Yitzchak ben Charkula, Kol Mokem Shoshaninu Amar Rabbangam Gamliel, Roya Ani Estivay Admoin, Halacha Ka Admoin. Rav Abba bar Zavda, quoting Rav Yitzchak ben Chalukah, said, he disagreed with this, and he said, "No, anywhere where the Mishnah says, Rav Gamliel said, I agree with Admoin, the Halacha follows Admoin, otherwise it does not follow Admoin." Now, many Mephoshim say that the next piece of Gemara, for the next few lines until the Mishnah, was actually printed out of place and should appear after the next Mishnah. We'll read it now, but it could be that it should be relevant specifically to after the next Mishnah. Shmuel Amar Zochin Leubarim. Shmuel said a person can acquire on behalf of the fetus as long as the child continues to live when he's born. Rav Blaza Amar Ein Zochin Leubarim. Rav Blaza says no, a person cannot acquire on behalf of the fetus. Masnisa Plige Al Rav Blaza Ger Shemesa Bizzu Yisor Es Nechasov V'noida Shesh Lai Ben O Shehaisa Ishtoi Mu'beres Kulan Chayovin Lachzir. There's a question here. There's a baisa that disproves Rav Blaza, because if a convert died without heirs and Jews acquired his hefka, his ownless property, if it's discovered that he actually does have a son or that his widow is pregnant, everyone is required to return the property. And if they returned them and then his son died or his widow miscarried, the most recent one to possess it can keep it. As after the child or fetus died, the property again becomes ownless, and because there are no heirs, but it's not returned to the one who originally acquired it. Now, according to Rav Blaza, fetus could only acquire when it was actually born, so in this case it never acquired it, and it should be returned to the first person who acquired the convert's property. But here we see that the most recent one gets it instead, which means that the fetus must have acquired it in the womb. The answer is, even though the original one should acquire it because the fetus didn't survive, when he heard that the convert's widow was pregnant, he gave up hope of acquiring the property, thereby cancelling his acquisition. We can therefore even fit the baisa into Shmuel, as in this case he would agree. Or one could say that even the one who most recently acquired it after the fetus died should not acquire it, as when he took it, he didn't know that the widow had miscarried or the convert had a son. So his act of taking possession was doubtful.